There's a muscle that the Svarim bring down as follows. He was a big king, very wealthy, very powerful, influential king, who had an only son. And he sends an only son to become a very, very big ambassador at a neighboring town, neighboring village, a little bit far away from his own palace. And the son was touched by the most unbelievable opportunity to become such a choshuva officer, such a choshuva ambassador of the king, and such a choshuva job. He had one worry. His one worry was that now, the way he is at the moment, he's yetzer the ichmas, the king wherever he wants, whenever he wants to give visit his father, the king, he just walk in at any time he wants. He has full reign to go into the king's palace, to go into the king's private rooms whenever he wishes. And he's worried that when he goes to this neighboring place to become an ambassador, even though about it's a choshuva job, he's worried that he's going to lose his sense of closeness that he has with his father, the king. And he discusses this with his father, and his father says, "You're right." He says, "Very, very, thank you very much." He's very touched. He says, "I'll tell you what, you go and be this ambassador, and I will arrange that someone will go and pick you up, and you will come to me 3 times a day, and you have a personal consultation with the king, and you'll tell me how it's going over there, all the latest reports, and everything that'll be going on." And Avada, the Nimshal is Poshet, and the Shoma that was sitting Tachas Kisei Akoloi, right close to the Rebbei Yishaloi, was sent down in a mission, in one of our bodies, in one of our guf, in order to fulfill a certain mission on this world. And the Neshama is extremely happy, as a choshuva tafkid, choshuva thing for a person to come down in this world and masakin all the things that he was sent down for. But there's one thing that bothers him, and that thing is, he's so close to the Rebbei Yishaloi, when he comes down into this world, he's going to lose that sense of closeness. The Rebbei Yishaloi says, "Don't worry, 3 times a day there's going to be tefillah, and you'll come back to me, and you'll have a close relationship with the Rebbei Yishaloi." So this Be'etzem is what tefillah is. Let's continue now with some of the halachas of tefillah b'tzibur that we left with yesterday in the Gabi. What exactly is the gedolim of tefillah b'tzibur? So the basis yesterday about it, we discussed the vertical milas of tefillah b'tzibur, how choshev it is, how much the Rebbei Yishaloi listens to the tefillahs of tzibur, and we discussed what's considered a tzibur, how to do certain b'tzibur b'tzibur if you don't have a tzibur. Okay. Now I want to go to a little halachas of traveling. Traveling, what do you do when you're traveling? Various places. Often this is when it gets difficult, that a person is traveling. This is the time where, you know, you get tested. Yes, tefillah b'tzibur, not tefillah b'tzibur, how to do tefillah b'tzibur, whatever it may be. Rishon Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, always used to say, I heard this from his son, Rabbi Zvi Orbach Shlita, and as the vice, a person should not travel to a mokum where there won't be a minyan. Unless he's going, of course, for a dog of mitzvah at Ma'oit, he's going for a very important business meeting, or he's going for a very important mitzvah in Yonim, whatever it may be, about that each one has to ask good personal shayla, or that the ashkofa shibboi should be, is that a person realizes we don't go to a place where there is no minyan. You know, I remember reading one time, so a certain Nov was complaining once, he said he got a phone call one time, 1:30 in the morning, to one of his congregants in his shul, somewhere in Chutzlars, wherever it was, and he says, "Rabbi, I need to ask you a very urgent shayla. I have a kettle over here in my room in the Caribbean islands. Mummy, I very nice to sell the kettle. It's got a little bit of metal, a bit of plastic, and I want to know, does it need a scalium? Can I make a coffee with it?" And that's a shayla. And the Rabbi said, "You know, you never went to ask me if you can go to Azal Mokheim, maybe there's pizzas there. You never asked me if there's a mokheim when there's no tefillah b'tzibur. Can you go to such a place? You never asked me the hechsher of the hotel. Can you eat the food? Or but what bothers you is, does it need tefillah b'tzibur when you have a kettle? B'chole b'chole." Huh? Person has to get his priorities right. Avada tefillah b'tzibur is a chosh v'zach. So avada b'chila, a person should not be going to a mokheim where there is no tefillah b'tzibur. That's number one. Number two, if a person finds himself in a mokheim without a minyan, right, so in a ma'aseh you're not mechuyev, as we spoke at the beginning, right? This is the etzem shitas of the poskim when the Shulchan Aruch said yishtadel. What did he mean? So zok the poskim, you're not mechuyev to travel more than about 18 minutes, right? 18 minutes, right, or maybe 36 minutes backwards and forwards, whatever the shitas may be, without getting to everything, the ma'aseh to find the minyan. So it's going to take you a very long time to find this minyan. You're going to have to travel, for example, an hour down the road, you're not mechuyev to go to minyan. But it's a ma'aseh gazach, and the person that does it, togol ha'brocha, but as obligation, you're not mechuyev to go out of your way more than 18 to 36 minutes to go and find the minyan. Now, the ma'aseh, a person is not mechuyev to spend money on minion. Like we said yesterday, we said a Moti Gamaisa was someone that had spent $800 in order to get his minion. This Avadi was not the Chiyah. There was no obligation to do such a thing. And Avadi, if you're in a mocking, you've got no Chiyah Bechlal to spend money. Avadi, again, if you do it again, Moti Gazach, if you're on your Twitter, to be a scammer, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a Moti Gazach. Over. You're not Mechuyah for a person to spend money on finding a minion. However, if you're only going to lose out on a profit, meaning you're not actually going to lose money by dabbling with a minion, but you're not going to get the profit, so then avada, you are mechuyev to go and daven with a zamatzet, even though you are going to lose out on a profit. When they say you're not mechuyev to spend money, it means you're not supposed to lose money. But as a meiner revach, if a person will just lose out on a certain profit, for example, he has a business meeting or a business deal, or whatever, there's a sale going on in a store, and he knows that I have to go at a certain time, otherwise, no way, I won't get it, and it'll have to be before tefillah, is the ma'isa. A person is not allowed to do that, because he's only going to be stopping himself from getting a revach, a profit, and avada. He should have rather spent rather the time on dabbling with a minion. Now, they ask an interesting shayla, if spending money on gasoline, on petrol, on your car, is considered to be a loss. Like we just said, you're not mechuyev to spend money, lose money, on going to daven with a minion, tefillah b'tzibur. So maybe the shayla is when you put money and you have to spend money on your gas, on your car, whatever it is, in order to get to the shul, is that considered to be a loss? So I'm not the place came chas v'sholem. About most people, most normal people, when they have a car, they use their car for all sorts of things, when they want to go here, there, and everywhere. It's used as a leisurely item. It's used as something that people use whenever they want to go somewhere. So using gasoline and petrol in order to find a minion b'tzibur, avada is not nichlal, and another person is avada mechuyev to do that. That's another portion. And like we said yesterday from the Hayim B'Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer says it's not shayach, a person never loses when he dabbles with a minion. You know, often we think we have all sorts of cheshbonos, but if I dabble with a minion, I'm going to miss this, I'm going to miss this, and when it comes to flights, when it comes to trains, when it comes to shiurim, when it comes to all sorts of things, a person will never lose. When he dabbles with a b'tzibur, avada nevada, the b'nei will not make him lose. Now, let me get invited. I'm not going into too many shayachs that got me dabbling on an aeroplane, which involves a tremendous amount of shyness. For example, one of the main shyness that people didn't realize, you know, people are very frum about finding a minion on the aeroplane, which by the way, lavdaf, I don't want to get into the Indian, but the Sakh Gedolim held that about it, we do not make a minion on an aeroplane, even if there is a minion, don't start with a minion. I myself as well have watched many times tremendous Chilul Hashem, which Avad is not worth doing. Again, I don't want to say it's over cloud, it depends, allow, not allow, maskim, not maskim, yidin, not yidin. I don't want to get into the Ashkof of Shavoy.
What about standing the Yechidus?
So it's the best thing is to do it if you come to Gedolim is to sit in your place and David Afidu Shemayna Esra. Right? That's about
it. Also?
Yeah, Avad. That's the basic of if you come to Gedolim, what you should do. Again, I'm not getting into it. If a person wants to have a minion, you should. I personally generally don't like to join these minyanim. But again, it does depend on the situation. I don't want to get into a lover club. The Maisa, one of the most tremendous shayla, if these people don't come, again, like I said, they're machmor in the Gavri with the minion. Maybe Chol Hashem the Nekol, I don't know. But the main shayla over here is the Gavri davening in front of an Erebah. Shulchan Ur tells us in Siman Ein Hey, in Ur Chayim, that a Vadim is also common for a person to say a Dovashim the Kedusha, to daven, to say a Bracha, to bench, a Vadim to daven a Shemayna Esa, whatever it may be, in front of an Erebah. Now, in front of an Erebah, again, I'm not going to go into all the Inanim right now, but just as a small summary of the halachas over there, is of course, when we discuss Erev over here, Avad, we're discussing most of them are Erev Durabonon, they're not Erev Mamash, they're Erev Doraisa, and the Maisa, most of them, for example, or in the gay, if you have women over there that are dressed with short sleeves, or you have women that are wearing skirts that are above the knee, all of these are shaylas of Erev, that is an osur gomer to make a brocha, or any other davish of the Kedusha in front of it. Hair of a goy, the Maisa with Mekel. Oh, but if you have, for example, a flight that comes here from Eretz Yisrael, or wherever it may be, you have, unfortunately, Yidden that are not Shein Shabbos, they do not cover their hair. So these are Yidden, and the Mela, in order to make a brocha, it's also gomel to be facing there. Now, the Maisa, again, without going into all the shitas, what are you doing is a matzah, you have to eat, and you have to eat. You've got a big brocha, you've got a bench, for chulei. So, the Maisa, the Eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah says, is, obviously, it's better if you could turn around, right? She does a Rambam, she does Rishonim. If you turn around the way that you don't see them, Bachlal, then that's very difficult, because most of the times in these flights, whichever way you're going to turn, you're going to find a woman that's dressed not stairs. So, the Maisa, it's not such a practical Eitzah on an aeroplane. It could be an Eitzah in the airport, for example. That the Maisa, you're going to say, Ashi after the bathroom, you want to make sure that there's no women around, so you're going to the corner, and that's the best thing to do. Oh, but in an aeroplane, sometimes it's not going to get it. So, the Maisa, In such a case like that, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's e-asher, the inyan acher, close your eyes. Let's close your eyes. As the Maaseh, even if you are going to daven, whether with a minion, whether not a minion, lo yadeh. But if you're going to daven, if you're going to say any bracha on your food, or if you're going to say tefillas aderech, or whatever it is, any daven should be kedusha. A, make sure that you're facing away if you can. For example, if you're facing, if you're right next to the window, maybe turn to the window, kedeh that you're not facing the women over there. Also, if you have no other eitzah, then avada, you can be mekel, and you can close your eyes. In that way, you're not looking at the erev of bechal. Okay, let me get lighter. So, okay. The Maaseh, women, as we know, cannot be nichlal in a minyan. I think that's another poshut. And avada, they're not even mechuyu to daven with a minyan. However, it's brought down in the Sforim, it's a choshev zah for women to dafki go to shul and daven together with the tzibur. That's one thing. A child of avada cannot be nichlal in a minyan. You cannot take a child under the age of bar mitzvah in order to be counted as a minyan. However, if you're stuck, and there's some to the place can bring this down, the Maaseh, very interesting actually over here. It's a shy the Jews read Basil Chilik Tess, which is born to Ramon, Simon, and Hay, and there are those that are actually makel to take a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, maybe the age of has to be over the age of Chinuch, maybe 5, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, that he knows how to daven b'chulei, is the Maaseh, the Ramon brings the Radvaz that Be'etzim you can even take a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, as long as he knows what's going on, and you can actually mistire him to a minion. It's an unbelievable thing. Says the Morgan of Amsikot and Hay, what the child should do is hold the Chumash in his hand. And the male LPZ, you got yourself a motor companion. Now, Avada, they're saying it in a mocking way. Shas at Chag, there's no under 8, and you've only got 9 men. And this is the only one you've got is a boy on the age of 8, 9 years old. So the brother, then the Ramban, and Baz, we're going to vote, would say, take the child, give him a chumash, and the male do it that way. However, I must stress, very, very important, Kimat Ruiva Polski Mochelik on this. Right, that you have, for example, Chay Odom, Chay Shulchan, and as the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot Luchav Dalet, is Mashal, that Avada, Avada, we do not mitzvah a child, even Mishas Adchat, to a minion. Coming in later. Okay. Shul. We mentioned this before, I'd like to mention it again. Mertek Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Brochus, the Yerushalmi in Brochus, Perek Dalet, Lucha Dalet, says that Avada, a shul, is a mocking where a person's tefillahs are more miskabel. That means even if a person has an oinus at the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik. Even if a person has an oinus and he has to daven b'chinus, for whatever reason it is, he comes off a flight, there was no minion, he comes to the yeshiva, best thing to do, either in your room, Beis Medrash, Avad in the Beis Medrash, where the people daven at the shul, is Avad in the best place. It's a mocking that the tefillahs are more niskabel. Unfortunately, you do see this more often and often. You have people working, all these sorts of things, that they don't, unfortunately, manage to get a minion. So what they do is at least kedai to go into a shul, and at least daven over there, even the yechidus, there is a ludic amayla of a person davening, dafke in a base of knesses, in a mocking of Tzibur davening. Now, there's a mudik chiddush I saw from Rosh Chodesh Zalman Obach. Rosh Chodesh Zalman is an unbelievable chiddush. What the chiddush from Rosh Chodesh Zalman? Rosh Chodesh Zalman says like this. What's the halacha in the following case? So, bearing again, you have an option of two shuls. You could go and daven now a minyan in one of two places. Shul number one is yeshiva. Now, kedai of yeshiva Baruch Hashem is the oil daven slowly, with the kavana, with the achona, alles is gewaldig. And the Mela, that's the rocket number one I can daven. How about if the second place, my other choice of davening, is not a yeshiva, it's a shul. It's a shul where different people are davening there, and people are rushing off, and it's a faster minyan, but it's much faster. Which ones, Rosh Chodesh Zalman, should you daven in? Don't you, Rosh Chodesh Zalman, a tremendous finish. That Avad and Avad, it's better to go daven in the yeshiva, in the minyan that davens slowly in the kavana. And he says, why is it a finish? Because he says, even if a yidei zeh, through doing this, through going to this place, this yeshiva shabakai, where they're going to be davening slowly with a lot of kavana, Zukum Shleim Azalman, if it's going to cause you to leave early, al kidei kaf, that you're going to miss, unbelievable, kriyas hatoira, on a Monday and a Thursday, it's better to go to the minyan, that is a yeshiva shaslom minyan, and you'll miss kriyas hatoira betzibo, rather than go to the quick minyan, and chat the ganze minyan. Or you take a chiddush I saw, b'shem b'shem b'zal, and opens that cell, which again, could be very, very again, it's our matzah, we have to realize again, about the purpose of the state, it's really for kids that very well he should, but we're talking about him, he has to leave, right, he's a doctor, whatever the matzah may be, he's got to leave, and Avada, that's that with Nageya. Most of us is probably not Nageya, because Avada we can, you know, the serious never stay a couple of more minutes in shul, and get the kriyas I tell you also. A place that's not ready for davening, again, without going into too many details here, is a person that has to be careful, and he's, especially when he's traveling, going on trips, tiulim, and he's davening in certain places, is to make sure there's no erva there, as we've spoken about, has to make sure there's no ruach ra there, has to make sure there's no dirty nappies over there, and the man that's got to be a mokrein, that's roi for tefillah. Let me get later. Let's speak a few minutes about before shachris, right, before davening. Before davening, there's a lot of halachas, but it's something we have to go through. I want to speak about before davening. Rabbi Chaskel Wellenstein once said that without hachola, a person cannot accomplish anything. You need hachola. Hachola is so chashuv. Rabbi Chassidus, hachola could be even more chashuv than the ma'aser itself. Because hachola is the thing that leads the person to actually get what he's going to do. It's a very big statement. He says, we'll learn from Yaakov Avinu. How do we know from Yaakov Avinu? So that's it. The Rabbi Yishlem said to Yaakov Avinu, right? We know this from Bereishis Pei Lamed Hei. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, come. Alei Bezkel Meshiv Shom. All the Rishonim, come on, a lot of the Rishonim, learn over there that the Rabbi Yishlem were telling Yaakov to have Kavanah. Look at the Rabban, for example. The Rabban says, Pshat is, he wants Yaakov to be Dovuk to the Rabbi Yishlem. The Svarna, for example, says he wants to Mechavan on his Kavanahs, on his Das. As the main Rishonim are learning, we see from Yaakov being the Rabbi Yishlem is telling Yaakov, you must have Kavanah. It's a Choshem Azach. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rechaim Simon Tzadik Beis says, that it's time for a person to give tzedakah before tefillah. Right? That means say shachris, mincha, and avodah ma'ariv. As that person should follow and some tzedakah makes, it's time for a person to give tzedakah before tefillah.
What's the makar?
No, the shulchan aruch. I think you're wrong from tzvas. Look, the shulchan aruch. What's my makar? My makar is the gemara. The gemara in Baba Basra da Bobo Manalev. The gemara in Baba Basra da Bobo Manalev says as follows. This is the makar of the shulchan aruch. Rabbi Ezer Yoy Pruta La'ani V'Hoda Matzli. As we state in the Gemara of Rabbi Basra. So the Shulchan Aruch Al Pinis Gemara, it's time for a person to give tzedakah before he davens. And Al Pi, all the Svarim, they say very interesting, that it's kedai for a person to do chesed and tzedakah before davening, in order for the tefillah that is going to daven to be chalav something. And the mayor of the Rabbi Yishalayim Mida Keneged Mida, can give you tzedakah and chesed with that which you ask for. So to move the gazach, but a person gives tzedakah before davening, even a shekel, half a shekel, whatever, something small, he does a ma'aser tzedakah and chesed before davening, is the ma'aser needed k'neged nida. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will also do a tzedakah and chesed with him and the tefillah that he gets. But again, this is already brought down in Shulchan Aruch Mefurish. Again, it's from Chiyuv Gomur, but about it's a toy for a person to do that. As we know also in the morning, it's pulled down in Shulchan Aruch that a person like a Bechatchila should try to wash out his mouth from any of the mucus that might have collected over there during the night in order to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with Kedusha Etari Malet Pita Hilal Zecha. Remember, that's one thing a person should do. They bring down from the Chofetz Chaim, the Halik Chofetz Chaim was also Yugen Alayni, that the Chofetz Chaim was Nizer all his life in three things in particular. Moritik HaChofetz Chaim. He was Mamish Ma Makbid on A, Takonis Ezra, B, a Guf Moki, and C, Brocha She'en Etzricha. So they bring down the Maisa and say to the Chofetz Chaim. The Maisa.
What were the three things again?
Takonis Ezra, a Guf Moki, and a Brocha She'en Etzricha. So I've had as I state in Shulchan Aruch, a person before he davens is meant to check his body. He's meant to know where he's holding. He's meant to know, does he need the bathroom? Will he need the bathroom in the future? B'chulei, and avada, one should receive his bodily needs before he goes to davening. Tavei de'yachosh v'zach, and fakech, my person is nichshon in this, and he does not be careful, so sometimes his tefillah poshah won't be yaitza. Because if you're going to make a tefillah, and you need the bathroom at that stage, depending on how much you need and how long, b'chulei, without going into the shittas, is again, it's sometimes ma'akid the tefillah be'etzer. So the first thing to do is in the morning, is check your bodily matzah before you daven. Now,
what was the third one?
Now, avada states in aloha, a person's muh is to try and wash his hands before every tefillah. That means shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv is an Indian rabbi saying in order to wash your hands dafka before tefillah. The Vilna Gaon pulled down in my siram that says a dafka, a person should use a cup in order to do this tefillah, in order to wash his hands, he should be dafka zuk the Vilna Gaon, use a cup before davening. There's a Moedic Rambam. Moedic is the Rambam and Echad Tefillah versus Mamish. It's Kedai sometimes, maybe just to go through this Rambam. It's a question. Halacha the Maisa. And he speaks about, you see how Chomer Tefillah is. It's unbelievable. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, says as follows. that if a person does not wash his hands before davening, he is not yotze his chiyuv of tefillah. This is the most unbelievable thing. You're not yotze your chiyuv of tefillah if a person doesn't wash his hands. Now, the mindset of a person hasn't got water, can't get to water, doesn't want to wash over whatever reason that he might have, a medical, whatever, is at least a cholak office, is to wipe your hands or rub them on a piece of wood or a stone in order to do some kind of act of cleaning before the actual davening. Come again, weiter. I want to start a halacha now, which Be'etzem is going to take us a few, maybe also until tomorrow. It's a very, very choshev halacha. Again, it's a halacha that a lot of people don't know. It's all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Kodim HaTzfila, what's the halacha? There's certain halachas as follows. Once the zman for tefillah has arrived, the haynu, alois ha-shachar, right? Now the zman of shachar has arrived, there are certain things that are also for a person to do until he daven shachar, right? And we'll speak out exactly why each one is also, but I'll be halacha.
Once the zman of tefillah
has arrived? Alois ha-shachar is the zman of tefillah, that's when it begins. Once alois has arrived, it now starts the zman of tefillah. I am now asa, I am now prohibited from doing certain things. What are they? So the six basic things that are prohibited before tefillah, we'll speak out a few of them, we won't get to all of them, especially not today, maybe tomorrow. That is number one, saying shalom to someone, that's number one. Number two, going on a journey. Number three, being busy with your personal needs. Number four, eating and drinking. Number five, learning Heilige Torah. And number six, sleeping. These six things are all devorim, that the Maizah are also before Tefillah. Again, number one, Sheila Sholem, say hello.
There's something else you're allowed to say instead, right?
Oh, we're going to get to Allah HaTeirim in a minute. Don't you worry about it. Oh, as the Maizah number one is Sheila Sholem, saying hello. But we'll speak about all the individual halachos in a moment. Number two, I'm going to journey, wait to the derech. Number three, being oisik in your personal needs. Number four, eating and drinking. Number five, learning the Torah. And number six, which is probably the worst thing here, right? Maybe not for you guys, but for some people that are sleeping at that time at Alois, it'll be negated to sleeping. The person's allowed to sleep in the Zman of Tefillah's alive. So these bad some things are also the Zman of Tefillah. At the Maisa, I don't think we'll have time, the Maisa, to do it now. Maybe Be'ez Hashem. You know, Be'ez Hashem will leave this sugya till tomorrow. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will go through all the different halachas of what's mutter and what's usser to do. Is a person allowed to make his bed? Is a person allowed to have a shower? Is a person allowed to shave? Is a person allowed to have a drink of water or coffee with milk, with sugar? This Be'ez Hashem, on Be'ez Hashem, we shall discuss tomorrow.